Okay, 7:59, the time, and Jay's here. And time for me to pack the bag and move out. But I can't end the program without sending this one out to my wife. This is Fred Hammond, Lord, How I Love You. Now, we have two special programs coming up next Sunday and the following Sunday, which going to be featuring the music of Fred Hammond and Kirk Franklin. It's going to be, there's so much good music that they produce, it's going to take two programs to do that. So next Sunday and the following Sunday, Lord willing. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.
Lord, I love you. Lord, I want to say that I love you. Help me say, yeah.
Lord, my heart is yours.
It all
belongs to you.
I give you all the glory. Yes, I love you. I worship and adore. Wanna tell you more. Said I love you, Lord.
Lord, how I love you.
Lord, how I love you.
Lord, how I love you.
Say what I wanna say.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 this morning, and I just got back from London on Wednesday, and so I'm having a Britpop show this morning. Back to basics. I used to have Britpop shows all the time, and now we're having one. This is the first one I've had in several months. And there used to be a show on WMFO on Saturday afternoons a couple years ago, and it was Britpop every day. The name of the show escapes me, but it was an impressive set, more new stuff than I'll be incorporating today, but certainly this is 1,000 Points of Light. We'll be back to our roots, back to the 90s, as it were. And starting off here, this is actually technically 1980. London Calling, this is the title track from that record by The Clash, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in, engines stop running, the wheat is going thick, a nuclear error. But I have no fear, cause London is drowning out.
you get? If so, how often would you choose a hard or soft option? I'm just looking for another girl.
we go. Billy Bragg with a New England, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And this is the Britpop show. I've been away. I was away. I'm not sure how long. Perhaps a year, I think. We were in London and staying near Hyde Park in a flat near Hyde Park. It's actually more like a house. I wonder if a flat is still technically an apartment. I thought a flat was only an apartment and not a house. But anyway, that's where we were for a few days. And so I thought that would be a good excuse to have a Britpop show. I haven't had one in a while. And plus, I was looking at some other themes. You know, it was like Kurt Cobain's birthday yesterday. I could have had like something like that. But I felt like I just had a show about his personal tastes in music. And there's another one, like Rush announced they're retired. I don't know. I was like, I don't know if I can put up with 2 hours of Rush. So here we are. Britpop is the choice that I made before the Pet Shop. Before Billy Bragg, we had Pet Shop Boys, West End Girls, The Smiths, What Difference Does It Make, and Bowie with The Man Who Sold the World. That was another idea I had, is that I could try to search out, you know, Bowie covers, but that would have been just too much work. It would have taken all day. So, look, I don't have too much time. And, of course, London Calling from The Clash started things off. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Let's keep rolling here. Up next, Arctic Monkeys. I love their first album. We're going to hear Marty Bum from that. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
It's like looking down the barrel of a gun and it goes off. And how come all these words? Oh, there's a very pleasant side to you, a side I much prefer. It's one verse. Laughs and jokes around. Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on. The one that I can't bear, well, can't we just laugh and joke around? Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on. And yeah, I'm sorry I was late, but I missed the train. Yeah, to get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on.
Perfect crime, shoulder on shoulder, and he's The Beatles and the Stones sucked the marrow out of bone. Put the V in Vietnam. The Beatles and the Stones made it good to be alone. Proud of being, proud of being 17. Locked in a park and a smile. Soft from the school, cut by the rule. Oh, I'm dazed and I'm dazed and I'm dazed. Beatles and the Stones suck the marrow out of bone. Put the V in Vietnam. The Beatles and the Stones made it good to be alone. To be alone.
Habitual voyeur of what is known as a morning suit can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as. John Scott Brewer's group, he gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. Who's that gut lord marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise. Except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being. And then I'm happy for the rest of the day. Safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it.
People, they all go hand in hand, hand in hand for their pop life.
through your four sprung dirge technique, you know. And it's not about you joggers who go round.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Ash with Goldfinger from 1977. Great record that was. Great year that was. Yeah. Actually, there's a Star Wars. They sort of either they recreate or they receive permission to use a sound effect from Star Wars on the record. It starts off the first track, Lose Control, which also came out in 1977. Art Brut, These Animal Menswear. I think that's a reference to all these like Flavor of the Month, next great British band phenomena that was going on in the 90s. It was like, you know, publications like NME and Melody Maker would immediately anoint like whatever new band had come out and had a really interesting single that week as the next great British band. And so that song, These Animal Menswear, is a reference to the band These Animal Men and Menswear, who were each touted as the next great British band at some point back then. Blur's Park Life before that, kind of embracing laddie culture, House of Love with the Beatles and the Stones. That one's fairly self-explanatory. Starting up, actually, no, this the set was begun by the Arctic Monkeys' Marty Bum. And I wasn't sure what that was, really. I assumed it was some kind of British slang, so I stuck that in there, tried to make it as relevant as possible. Let's move on. Up next, this group, it's kind of a supergroup of sorts, which is Bernard Sumner from New Order and Johnny Marr of the Smiths. We're looking at electronic. This is a great track here from the album Getting Away With It. And on Factory label, which I didn't know that was still possible for them to be out on Factory, but indeed, released on Factory, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Not to forget just to feel worse. I've been getting away with it all my life.
Getting away.
However I look, it's clear to see that I love you more than you love me. However I look, it's clear to see I love you more than you love me. I hate that mirror, it makes me feel so worthless. I'm an original sinner, but when I'm with you, I couldn't care less.
granny farmer. He was infamous for 15 minutes and he appeared on Panorama. Then he somehow got himself on board the Starship Enterprise allowance scheme with a Prince of Wales award for pushing Valium and amphetamine.
Behind Nicholas Van What's-His-Face, at 6'6" and 100 tons, the undisputed king of the slums, with more aliases than Klaus Barbie, the master butcher of Leon C, just about to take the stage, the one and only, hold the front page.
Batman's got something to sell to the capital's homeless, at a crossroads motel, for the no fixed abodes, where you can live life in style, you can sleep in a closet, and if you flash him a smile, he'll take your teeth. As deposit, there's bats in the belfry, the windows are jammed, the toilets ain't healthy, they don't give a damn, just chuckles and smiles, laughs like a madman, a born again whack man. Here comes Sheriff Batman with his Valium, amphetamines, sick notes in his phony prescriptions. And just when you thought it was safe to go back to the kitchen, dead legs and cracked heads.
Bunk beds and breakfast. Wake up, you sleepy head, take this.
Check this.
Moving up on second base behind Nicholas Van What's-His-Face, at 6'6" and 100 tons, the undisputed king of the slums, more aliases than Klaus Barbie, the master butcher of Leon C, just about to take the stage, the one and only, hold the front page.
Moving up now to take the place, Nicholas Van What's-His-Face, 6'6" and 100 tons, the undisputed king of the slums, more aliases than Klaus Barbie, the master butcher of Leon C, in a hat back from Notre Dame, the one and only Sheriff Batman. In goes another lamp's hook, and now I'm losing my patience. Someone call on Roger Cook and the United Nations. He's buying up houses for the has-beens and healthy, from Land's End to Southend to Chelsea. There's bats in the Bowery, the windows are jammed, the toilets ain't healthy, and I don't give a damn. Struggle and smiles, laughs like a madman. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sheriff.
Started there. she just laughed and said, "Oh, you're so funny." I said, "Yeah." "I can't see anyone else smiling." "Are you sure?" "You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me." But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand.
Yeah.
1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Gang of Four off their amazing record, Entertainment. And frequent listeners of the show will know that I had a show devoted just to that record. In fact, it was a based on a book from the 33 and a Third series that had to do with the record, the making of it, and everything else. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford on a beautiful Sunday morning here in February.